I want to consider the meta-Abelian deduction. Of one structure of total space. Then we have again pi modulo double pi and going to happen. And this is just again matrix group of 2 by 2 matrix. This is Abelian deduction. I like this by notation law. I'm not sure if this is good notation. And but and here again pi this pi is free profinite group of rank 2. So we also have a same strategy or same construction pi prime free cyclic module z hat cross module generated by here you can take z. This is in that case the loop around the puncture. This is one point puncture. This is nothing but the commutator of this generator. Then here we call this action. This puncture and the loop is just acted by a cyclotron character. This means sigma of this commutator is just lambda sigma and in the Ihara's case here we obtained the beta function, so it was a very interesting object. But in the elliptic case, this is only cyclotomic character, so nothing new appears from a direct application of Ihara's strategy. So we need to modify something. So this is block number construction. They consider the kernel of this law. It is called the congruence subgroup. But in this kernel is a subgroup of this thing, subgroup of this thing. And by so-called Q expansion principle, this, because this splitting is given by Hegelian, so this indirect product decomposition can be continued to this kernel distribution. C is a C is just a kernel of this part. So I think so the actually this is finite convolution, this is still big. So this quotient is SF2, 2 by 2 matrix. And this is very big. In discrete case, it's rather small, cyclic, but in profinite case, it's very big. And we have exactly, it's a central extension of this congruence kernel of SL2. So this is a 2 by 2 matrix with entries z hat. This is a profinite completion, not only congruence subgroup, but also all finite index subgroups. This is known as a free profinite group with countably many generators, so due to the obscure. It's very weak. Then, Bloch-Snowman considers, instead of Vihara's construction, commutator, but generator itself. So, so for sigma, this is a Galois, absolute Galois group of cyclotomic fields. There is it. You need the sigma. Such that the Galois transformation of generator itself. It is, since sigma is homologically trivial action on pi 1. So this is inside commutator itself. So you can evaluate this thing in, as a dot product of z. And here you have some element of this thing. And this is proportional to this y minus 1. So, for both generators, you can find a common factor satisfying this equation. So, you have from this homological product. So this, I call this representation Eisenstein's representation, but this is rather additive homomorphism from this group, so it gives a better equation, Eisenstein equation. So this is already an interesting subject, interesting object, and by 1995, I obtained some arithmetic property, arithmetic calculation by using so-called Ziegler modular function. Generalization of such thing, but as a function on upper half plane. So. Function. In number field cases. So, but there is a obstruction. I have here is E, but more arithmetic application, it is better to extend this one to original source field. But I was trying to extend this B to bigger group, whole group, for more than 10 years. But I couldn't find a more good extension. So that was a problem. So. It's often the case it can be extended if you allow the coefficients from z to q or so on. But for arithmetic applications, I wanted to maintain the integral approach. But I couldn't find it. It's rather difficult to find such a natural extension. So,
pause. Can somebody translate?
I don't know. This is a tree. This is a sunset.
This is wrong.
Some sequence.
Can you explain the name Eisenstein? Because CB3 is very it's a very mysterious thing which is modular forms normally don't have anything.
Yeah, that's a very important point. And Ziegler modular function is taking logarithmic derivative of Ziegler modular function, you obtain Eisenstein series of weight 2 and higher levels. So from here, from then, this Ziegler modular function, Ziegler modular formula gives you that the elliptic expansion, elliptic coefficients of this series gives you the corresponds to the Eichler-Shimler period polynomial of higher weights Eichler series. This is another story. So,
is that a long story?
Yeah, but today I just wanted to. Okay, so this sequence, what is this? So for sigma, and two vectors, you would let corresponding matrix. This is the action of two-byte matrix on abelian action, abelian relation. Then, and consider such invariant this generator to divide this linear modification. Then, if you consider abelianization of this quantity, then it vanishes. So this is because in abelianization, sigma action just realizes ABCD. So this means a commutator subject. So you can write this thing as using some dot operation Z for some GU. This is uniquely determined. Reduce this from here to modulo from y reducing this group to z mod n squared. Then expand this element to be then define this finally define this invariant depending on sigma and uv to be this constant. If you know the measure theory of profinite space, then this element can be regarded as a measure on the profinite space of z hat squared. Then this constant is the integral of this measure in the mod m neighborhood of zero.
Can you relate to the previous formal Euclidean sigma, so what's the connection between the two?
Yeah. I will explain. Because this is a disparate extension.
Not the disparate.
Not the that type.
U v equals 1,0, so you let the sigma be connected.
Sorry.
So if you take U
v here, yeah.
The basis vector, then it seems to be connected to what you have there, yeah?
Yeah. So, you... In some sense, I needed to decompose this place as a definition and this place as a leaves the goal. But this complete grouping is not the simple grouping, so it's not direct. This modification looks rather brute force. So we obtain the sequence of map. And the point is, this modification allow me to maintain zero four. Mm. So this is this was rather I want to maintain the core property of this thing. And well, another view, if you fix sigma in here, EM sigma it gives you the map. So this is your way to this element. So this is a somehow profinite array. You have two coordinates u, v, and each column you have a value of z hat. The infinite matrix. But the coordinate and the entry also profinite completion. So here is a Benjamin's question. So for sigma, inside is a smaller part. This has a m times n periods. Namely, this value uv plus u plus mv and so on. If uv is shifted to m multiple of this coordinate, then the value becomes the same. So you can cut out the m by m square, so give you. Finite group element. So this is cutting of cut out m times m entries. Then you after this this space forms an inverse limit to with respect to m. So you can you obtain a compatible family in this inverse limit. Then you will obtain some element here, and this recovers original Bloch's norm. So this rather indirect connection between these.
Because when you do epsilon sigma, so I would say that you take one, uv is 1,0 or 0,1, and then in fact you get the capital E, you take the 0,0 component. But here, so
somehow transformed. Mm-hmm.
So you lose some information, yeah? But then you say that if you take the limit in first limit in M, then you recover this information which is present in epsilon sigma.
Sure.
Yeah. In CB3, you have A equals D equals 1, and B equals C equals 1. And then,
In here, ABCD called matrix.
By definition.
Yeah. But of course, this is not the
idea. And if you take sigma outside this subgroup, then what fails? Is it like not periodic, or the limit does not exist, or what happens?
If you take outside this, then this don't have periodic, rather divergent array. It's another important direction study. If you take modulo something, then you could find sigma not here but rather finite index congruence of. It's also another story. And I think for arithmetic application, is important. So we have this thing, then. The basic property of this, we have EM. And sigma is inside here. But if sigma is arithmetic part, yeah? You can calculate explicitly this invariant using tater splitting part, yeah, because this splitting, the arithmetic part is coming from the tater. So you can make same construction only for this specific elliptic curve, one structured elliptic curves. Then you can compute explicitly this thing using Kuma vector, which I explained in the first part, arithmetic beta function, specialized. Perhaps it's not interesting to write down, but anyway, it exists by using Kuma vector. And this is just a characteristic function. Only 1, 0, and only when m divides v, then it appears 1. And this case, this is a cyclotron character, and this is a Kuma character of roots of n. And this is so, and this is so. This is a Kuma character of 1 minus zeta lambda v. And this saving. So we have a profinite saving for A equals half M natural number. Can be defined by using you expand this in finite grouping.
That you restrict to such sigma.
So EM is defined by whole of this this EM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
GQ part is just distribution. And then on the other hand, for the geometric component, so B3, we have four sigma B3, but in this case, I need to restrict everything in discrete plane. Then also not profinite function, but the larger pair of integers, natural integers. Then there is an explicit formula for rho sigma ABCD. This is usual 2-by-2 matrix, so integer and int, and integer, and take x to be any room. This is a pair of rational. Then there is an explicit formula to be it's a classical Lagrange function with level function. It's a combination of Bernoulli number and Bernoulli polynomial inside such related rational number. And detecting sums and some error. And there is a it also depending on k, x, and a. And is for if sigma is not congruent subgroup, then you have you don't have m times m periodicity for this arrays, but Riemann pair function is by definition has m times m periods periodicity. And this error term breaks this periodicity. But the point is this Riemann function has a denominator, and also this error term has a denominator. But this is by definition an integer. So this does quite definitely eliminate how to eliminate the Riemann detecting sums. This is another and also composition. This is rather recently I found to happen. This is just very simply sigma tau v. All you have a picture like this. So for EM invariant, first all thing I want to consider. But block Tsunohai is only defined, gives you the smaller part. And I want to extend the block Tsunohai to the whole. But the property 2 and property 3 give you explicit description of EM on the dense subset. You need to use the compositions. So you obtain the explicit description on this subset of this. So and on this explicit description, you have trivially observe such multiplicative and then this is just the equality, so you can extend this multiplicative property all closure of this one. If you take this one. So this multiplicative property holds for all source group. Yeah? So hence what it means is you can obtain the well-defined invariant for finite order. Definition of EM sigma is almost same way. But just taking procedure. But this multiple cutting property is, I need to consider arithmetic explicit description for discrete P3 and H3. So this is now maybe another challenge. So thank you.
Questions or comments?
In associators also, for associators you can define some kind of we get number functions, right? So and they're also related to scaling. Yeah? So, and also, so it seems that this Eisenstein, the existence of them in these profile settings should mean that there will exist some analogous structure for the multiple associator.
Yeah, but Metaabelian cosmos, so Eisenstein match. For that, Pierre Lachak was a question, and I couldn't explain for that.
Perhaps I haven't quite understood. So you said the extension to the big group does not exist in the integral setting. But if you agree, kind of, let's forget for a moment about the arithmetic properties. If you want to do it over Q-hat, then can you then E sigma, the original problem for which the solution did not exist. Does it exist the extension?
Yeah, I have no proof, no existence.
Ah, so it's not known, but it's not excluded that it exists.
If possible. Still, I'm not sure. Yeah, just for my purpose.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, just...
I have that.
Maybe you mentioned the coefficients of P sigma, which are Sully characters, generate the elliptic part. Version of MTM. Do you have any connection with NEM?
Yeah, that's the same question. So because I think in the unipotent part, so just for blocks, no matter what. Then the Taylor expansion is the Eisenstein period. Exactly the same generators for the drivers.
So this should generate
The same generator.
What they call U Eisenstein. Eisenstein.
Yeah, Eisenstein.
What they call Heinemann or U S.
Thanks again.